Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with two guests, Tricia Bessert, who is a gymnastics coach, and Andrew Roseman, who's a recreation specialist for the Parks and Rec program here in Sitka. Thank you, Tricia and Andrew, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're here to talk about one program in particular, but we'll also get to some other things that are happening over the summer for the Parks and Rec program. But we really are here to talk about a gymnastics program that is going to be starting this summer. And Tricia, you're a gymnastics coach. You've been doing this for a long time. Tell us what this program is looking like under the Parks and Rec program department.
So under the Parks and Recs program, it's going to look a little bit different than it had in the past. We're mainly zooming in on the tumbling aspect. So it's another Olympic sport, trampoline and tumbling. So we will have trampolines and stuff to tumble with, and not so much all of the other stuff that people have seen in the past with my past artistic gymnastics program. So it'll look a little different, be a lot of fun, but I've seen the kids' favorite part was bouncing, tumbling, flipping. So I think we've zoomed in on their favorite event.
Okay, sounds great. So maybe a little bit less of things like, when I think of gymnastics, I think of the giant mat and people running across it really fast and the balance beam. So those things are not quite be quite as much a part of this particular program.
We have the giant mat. So the giant mat is a spring floor. And yes, there will be a spring floor, but no beam, bars, or vaults. So focusing on tumbling, so the flipping.
Okay. And who is this program going to be for? It there's a lot of information about the program, but kind of in general terms, who can come and participate in this program?
The program is for walking, so about a year and a half, all the way through school age, so at 18 we'll be able to participate in this program.
Okay. And then let's see, registration is coming up very soon, April 24th. Is that Monday maybe?
Yes.
Someday. Yep. Soon. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a total of 3 sessions plus a whole separate program. So maybe briefly, could you tell us about those sessions, Tricia, and then that fourth program?
So we're mainly talk about the June session. And that's what the registration currently will be for, is just for our June session. So we're going to focus on that. And there are a lot of classes and a lot of options, and I think Andrew will touch a little more on that. And then we have a completely separate program that's gymnastics adjacent. It's called Preschool in Motion. And there is a gymnastics aspect to it. They get to have little gymnastics sessions through their 3-hour session. But it'll also be gross and fine motor skills and crafting, more like a camp style. But it's teaching them how to use their bodies in a lot of different ways and their brains. And we'll have a Celeste Tidingo as part of the movement-based program, and so it'll be a really exciting thing for those young kids to really get comfortable with their bodies and challenge their bodies and minds.
And registration for that, is that also open on the 24th? Okay, so yeah, Andrew, let me turn to you now to ask you for a little bit more about the nitty-gritty. We don't want to list all of the courses, but just kind of how is it broken down? Like, how can people get involved? What do these classes look like in terms of when and where?
So yeah, the information about the classes can all be found on the City of Sitka website at the Parks and Recreation page. I have both the flyers that I made kind of outlining what exactly classes are being offered, which days they're being offered, as well as course descriptions for the Tongass Tumblers. And so, yeah, all that can be found on the city website. We're doing registration itself at our Jersey Watch page, which is the URL is recreation@cityofsitka.com. And that'll be open April 24th for people to start registering. There is a cap on the classes, so kind of be cognizant of that. All of these programs are going to be held at Ki Gushahin. For the Tongass Tumblers classes, you're just meeting one day a week. For the session, you can sign up for multiple sessions, but each class is like a different offering. And then the Preschool in Motion course is going to be offered 3 days a week, 9 to noon. And you would go every single day to that program. We also have a youth scholarship, that is really exciting. Thank you to the Melsness Family Foundation for making that possible. Those applications were asking to be turned in prior to registration. So if you would like to apply for a youth scholarship application for your child, I have that application on the City of Sitka website on the Parks and Rec page. And you can fill that out and turn it into me.
And turning it into you, is that done electronically or in person?
Yeah,
or?
Either. Whatever is most convenient. Our email is recreation@cityofsitka.org. So I can take, you know, PDFs or scanned copies. Or if people would like to come in for a scholarship application and get that hard copy and just fill it out there, I can do that too.
Where do they find you?
I am at Blatchley Middle School.
Perfect.
Yeah, right next to the main gym is my office. So.
So people could swing by there and ask for Andrew and get the scholarship forms and potentially get registration forms?
We're doing registration online.
Okay.
Just because we have those caps and we want to make sure that we're all like funneling that into just one place.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then a key thing is that the scholarship form needs to be completed before the registration form. So come
right.
do that.
So we can help you, you know, get registered.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. And can you give the caps? Like, what do you know what the totals are going to be for the classes so people can have an idea?
Yes. Yeah, so for the general classes, there will be a 8 student minimum. We keep our ratios nice and low so we can really focus on individuals as well as the entire class. And then for preschool in motion, our cap is 24.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because we'll have 3 different instructors as part of it, and they're going to be rotating through these different stations. So we'll have the gymnastic station, the crafting station, fine motor, gross motor. So there'll be different things that are happening at different instructors. So they won't all be 24 all together. We'll be splitting them up, and we can offer more spots because of the addition of instructors.
And this is kind of amazing. 3 hours, 3 times a week. So this is a really robust program that little ones can come to. And then I think you mentioned it, Andrew, but these other classes that are being offered starting in June, students who do register can go more than once a week when their class is offered. So like classes, maybe Tricia, you could explain that a little bit better than I am.
Yeah. So we have multiple different days and times for each class. So I'll just pick an example, like preschool. Preschool tends to be pretty popular for preschool gymnastics, the 1-hour class. So it's offered multiple times a week so more kids can do it. But some people want their preschooler to go twice a week, and that's okay. You just have to register for both class times.
Got it.
So they're 2 separate classes. So when you look at that schedule, we're not expecting your preschooler to come, you know, 4 days a week, you know, 4 different times. You can choose one, and you could choose 2 if you would like.
Okay. Okay, great. And Andrew can be there maybe to answer questions if you do swing by the office to pick up a scholarship form, can maybe walk people through a little bit of this registration process.
Right. You can also contact us by calling 907-747-4031.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we have a minute or so left in Andrew. I know that there's more going on with the Parks and Rec program, so I just want to give you a moment to let us know what listeners can expect else is going to be happening.
Yeah. So we are still putting together that summer programming, but just some ideas to get people excited. We are looking at doing a running club this summer, as well as an aviation club that will be led by Jack Davis, who is a ground school teacher at MEHS, and that will be 7th grade and up, starting the week of June 5th. So yeah, still putting all that together. There will be more information released down the line, but we're excited to offer some summer programming.
Great.
Yeah.
And for both, kind of for anything that comes out of the Parks and Recreation program, the department there, registration is probably going to be likely. So people should plan to kind of keep their eyes and ears peeled for when registration opens.
Yeah. We've been using the City of Sitka social media outlets to kind of plug our flyers and like general announcements and putting out PSAs. But I also upload things to the City of Sitka website on our Parks and Rec page, as well as this recreation@cityofsitka.com page that we're using for registration. So
okay.
A lot of different places to find information, but you can always just send me an email or call and directly ask.
Perfect. Let's just get the phone number and email one more time for listeners.
So the phone number is 907-747-4031, and our email is recreation@cityofsitka.org.
Wonderful. Thank you, Andrew and Tricia, for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.